Howdy, friend. I am about to interview Hannah Joy of Middle Kids. But what I didn't know when I talked to her is that the band actually did a performance for us. So this 88.5 FM here at home just became an 88.5 FM live at home. Interview first, the performance after. Enjoy, Middle Kids. Hey, I'm Andy Chanley from 88.5 FM. Welcome to our Here at Home teleconference interview series. Today, I am joined by the Middle Kids, or one of the kids. Hannah Joy joins us from Sydney. Are you in Sydney right now?
Yes. Greetings from Sydney.
Nice. Well, welcome in. It's great to have you today.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
A new album, we'll get this out of the way right now, is called Today We're the Greatest. And It comes out on March 19th. Singles on 88.5 FM, you've been hearing, for months now, Are You For Me, spelled out Prince style, letter R, letter U, number for me. And then Questions, which you just started hearing recently on the station. Sydney, first and foremost, I love Sydney so much. I honeymooned there like 13 years ago. One of my favorite cities in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I will say today I started my day by walking over the Harbour Bridge just casually.
So it's the best. Now, are you on? You're not downtown. You're across the bridge.
Yeah, we're in like the sleepy burbs.
Yeah,
it's not very cool, but you know that's just where we're at right now.
My wife and I went on a jog over there into that neighborhood, and it's just the best. The whole area, it feels like America. 30, 40 years ago, you know, like a place where you could still almost leave your doors unlocked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense. Like we're a young city. So probably in 30, 40 years, we'll have to start locking our doors.
I hope not. Keep my fingers crossed for you. But you have to, after traveling around the world, like you've done the last few years with the band, I would think that you probably came home with an appreciation for where you hail from.
It's true. You definitely, like, traveling helps you kind of like see your city in new ways all the time too. So yeah, it's good to be here, but definitely miss being able to come to America for sure.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a second, see how you've been processing your grief. but this is my first time talking to you, so let me ask the stupid questions right out of the bat. Is anybody in the band, you or Tim or Harry, are any of you actually a middle kid, or is it like the Thompson twins where nobody in the band is named Thompson and no one's related?
Tim and I are actually both middle kids. I'm the middle of four, so I'm like not a true middle kid because I'm like kind of straddling, but Tim is like the truest middle kid because he's the middle of three, so he's like the most, he's got the most problems. And then Harry's actually the baby, which is good because we need that kind of baby energy to keep us all together.
Yeah, almost have one of each. Each of the archetypes. The thing about you is that there's not a lot of dirt on you on the internet. It's hard to dig up things to ask you about because, I mean, the band's only been together, what, like 5-6 years?
Yeah, 5 years, I think.
Yeah, five years and change. Yet at 88.5 here in LA, we've played, I think, 6 or 7 singles. I mean, that I think speaks to how quickly you guys gelled creatively to have already a body of work that, you know, AAA radio is embracing around the world.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, but I think like that's really nice and we're stoked about that. But it is true, like there's probably not a lot about us out there. I think that might just mean we're boring, but you know, that's fine.
Mysterious.
Yeah. We'll say mystique.
Yeah, that's right. Mysterioso. So the self-titled in 2016. Then you have Lost Friends LP in 2018. New Songs for Old Problems, which is great. New Money for Old Rope. Take on that. That's awesome. And then and then you have plans to take over the world in 2020, tour all year long, and COVID.
Psych. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is the thing. Everybody's like the biggest plot twist probably of everybody's life, 2020. You know, that is cool.
I mean, that's yeah, there's so many different bands that I've talked to, so many artists, and I feel sorry for all of them, you know, the established ones, the ones that have been doing this for 40 years, and also, you know, brand new ones, and more so for newer artists, because, you know, it's like Todd Rundgren said one time about, you know, building a fan base. It doesn't matter what kind of music you play. If you go to Pittsburgh and you play it, 50 people will come out. Next year, when you come around, 100 people will come out and see you. Mm. And next year, 200. And that's how you build your fan base. You can't do it. And with the record industry not being what it once was, it's hard to make a living if you're not a touring band.
Yeah, I definitely. And I think for us, you know, being from Australia too, like we were just kind of starting to get into that rhythm of like doing laps around America. And we were like, oh yeah, we could get around this. And, you know, we were actually meant to move to LA earlier in the year last year. But you know, that's not a thing. So but it's fine. Like these kind of experiences like really force you to like look at what you're doing, whether you feel like, and so like you keep, you know, chipping away at it. And I think it just helps clarify the vision and what you want and the music. So we've just kind of been doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exactly, you know, you were making these laps, you're doing South by Southwest and Lollapalooza and Jimmy Kimmel. And then you go to, hey, I'm in my kitchen again.
Yeah.
Has that, I know it has for me, you know, with my family and working, you know, here at home and so forth, broadcasting from here and doing all my work from here. It's introduced, you know, new efficiencies in my life that I didn't expect to see before. Have you found there's anything to take away from it creatively that's been a boon? Like, you know, it's easier to write music where, you know, there's no pressure to do, you know, a lot and that's easier or not.
It's interesting. I think for me, because I had a baby basically like the week before COVID hit. So it's hard for me to know like what's COVID and what's just like having a baby and that being a new part of life. But
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. One thing though, I do think like it's just if everything informs your music. So it doesn't matter whether like you're out on the road doing the big things or at home doing the little things. I feel like the beautiful thing about creativity and making things is like, no matter what you're doing, you're like investing. So whether I'm like, yeah, doing laps around my kitchen, it's like, that's a perspective and something to like then put into my music. So it's been like, yeah, like obviously a very different year, but there's always something to draw on. And it's been cool. I kind of seeing like the music coming out of like a more fallow, still domesticated year, and that can still be really beautiful and interesting. So yeah, I've been kind of like more still and more reflective, but I mean, I've been enjoying what that then produces, like the fruit of that in the music. So yeah, that's something.
Yeah. Your first child?
Yeah, my first baby. He was meant to be like a little road baby, but he's now just a normal house baby.
Yeah. Well, and that changes your outlook on everything. It's, you know, I have a 10 and a 6-year-old and I remember me before this and the self-absorbed, you know, asshole and the person that they can love someone outside their own body more than they love themselves. It's a real change in your world. It is.
You're so thankful for it because like, it's so easy to go into that role of like self-centeredness because that's very human. But as soon as you've got someone else depending on you for their survival, it forces you to be much more of an outward living person. And then that can teach you how to like, you know, you start with your kid and then it kind of like teaches you more how to like keep looking out, keep giving out. And you start realizing, oh, that's like a cooler way to live. It's more costly, but actually like it's a beautiful way to try and start like pouring yourself out. And like kids just force you to do that.
Yeah. And they force you to live in the moment. You know, it's all about, that's when I brought a kid home at first, I was terrified all the way up to it. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to feed them and I need to diaper them and I need to clothe them and I need to educate them and I need to do all of these. Then you realize, No, all I need to do is right now, this diaper change, this feeding.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah.
And it really gets you to live in the moment. But you poor kid, it's been, 10, 11 months. You haven't slept in a year.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, luckily I'm kind of used to it. Like, that's why I thought being a touring musician, very good with being a parent, because you don't really sleep much on the road. And then we thought, oh, we'll just dovetail these two very exhausting things into one. So, I mean, we haven't, now we've just tag team, but like, we don't really sleep much anyway. Tim like is a night owl. Like, he's always just making things. So kind of works. We're just dead inside, you know, it's no big deal.
There's nothing left. There's absolutely nothing in the world.
A shell of a woman.
I've been there. I feel for you. The band, though, God, I got to say, I just think you guys are getting better and better. And I'm not just saying it because you're here. I was just talking to someone recently about it. I came across that Crowded House cover a while back.
Oh, yeah.
You guys did on Triple J, Don't Dream It's Over. And I would have told someone to steer clear of that, of Neil Finn and that iconic, voice of his and that song. You guys killed it. You slayed it. And it's just, and like on the new song Questions, the synths and the hand claps and stuff, it just seems outwardly like you've developed a fearlessness about trying new things and just seeing what works.
I think that's true. I feel like, and that's the beauty of like just time and allowing yourself to grow together. Like, I think because you got to grow in your confidence in yourself, but then us three as like, you know, partners in this thing and like learning how to like pull the best out of each other. And I just think the more we create together and the more we've been through together too, just like in life, I feel like we're just empowering each other to like really dig deep and find the music and pull that out together. And that I really feel that for this record as well. I feel like it'd be cool. Like, that's just our hope, that we keep kind of like going to that place together. And it's amazing, like what you can find there. It definitely feels bigger than yourself. And it is kind of mysterious. But yeah, I feel very excited for us individually and as a people, because I feel like we're like finding new little sounds and it's been really cool for us.
Yeah, yeah. And I can only imagine that that's where the excitement is, you know, the try and stuff, you know, stepping outside your square a little bit. Otherwise, why do it? Who is it? I was just talking to somebody about this. Oh, Jack Lemmon, the famous actor who somebody asked him, he was doing a play on Broadway at like 80. And they said, do you still get nervous when you do that? He's like, yeah, of course I do. Before I go out on stage, the minute I don't feel that, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Yeah.
That kind of thing where, you could do the same things over and over again, but stepping outside and trying something exciting, that I would imagine that's the part that feels electric.
For sure. Yeah. And then it's like this wonderful, like cyclical thing, because then you get to perform that and you like find a new space, like performatively, and then you kind of then you're like, I don't know, then you grow there and then you go back and so it's just like teaching around, hopefully.
Yeah
forever.
So in the band, explain the layout of the band. It's you on vocals obviously, and then also playing guitar and keyboard. Tim plays bass and does a lot of the production. Mm-hmm. and Harry on drums and percussion and so forth. Would you say that, what would you say your instrument is, your dominant instrument?
I mean, it's interesting because I've always been a pianist. Like, that's been my realm my whole life, really. But I think it's probably more switching into vocalist, I guess. I don't really know. I'm getting more confident in that area, I think. But like, I just started singing because I was like, I heard this melody, so I should sing, not because I feel like I'm a singer. So, but I feel like more now, I'm like, oh, I hear my voice more. I can see that being a thing. So I don't really know.
But, so your first exposure to music was piano lessons?
Yeah. I was like very into like classical piano. I started when I was 3. I was really little.
Well, and that
was
3?
Yeah. My parents like got me in there, which was cool, I guess.
Yeah.
But like playing classical piano is like very introverted. It's very solo. It's not like a collaborative instrument. And it's like, so I used to be like very shy. So the piano is like a perfect instrument for that, because you just get up there and you perform, and it's not really about you, your presence. It's actually about the sound, whatever. So going into a band and having to learn how to like open and then also like sing and perform was like been like a massive journey for me, because I was like, I just want to go back and hide behind my big grand piano with the big, like, you know, pop up. And but yeah, it's been like, it's been really fun and a very exciting journey. And we've all like kind of like come from the classical world, like Harry and Tim both kind of had that kind of training too. So, but they've been much more in like the rock world.
Yeah. Harry was like, kind of a jazz drummer.
Yeah, big time. So we've kind of all had these like interesting journeys to get to where we are. Like probably none of us thought we'd be in like kind of like a little indie outfit. I think we thought we'd be doing something a lot more like obscure, and but you know, we're just playing C, G, D, and 4/4, baby.
So it sounds like things are pretty much ordained from the beginning. I mean, age 3, you're playing piano. But if you allowed yourself to think about it, what do you think you would be doing right now if music weren't something that you could do for a living?
Oh my, I don't know. I feel like music saved me, so I would hate to think where I would be without it. Be a little, I don't know. I don't know what I'd be doing.
Well, we're glad you chose music. We're all the better for it. Once again, the new album comes out March 19th, and it's called Today We're the Greatest. Are You For Me? You're hearing on 88.5 FM, and also Questions, the brand new one that we'll start hearing very soon. Best of luck with everything. And hey, let's all get a vaccine on our arm, and then you can come and do this in Los Angeles in person.
Heck yeah, can't wait.
Right, sounds great. Give our best to Tim and Harry. And Hannah, it was really great to get to know you a little bit today.
Yeah, you too. Thanks heaps.
Hannah Joy from Middle Kids on 88.5 FM.
Hey, we're Middle Kids. Thank you to the beautiful people at 88.5 Los Angeles for your support. Big love to you.
How am I supposed to trust you when you are lying all the time? How am I supposed to know you when you are drunk all the time? And I got questions and you got answers, and I'm not sure if they're fact or fiction. And I got questions.
This song is called Are You For Me?
I cannot remember anything you say when the streets are talking. Yeah, they call my name, and I walk a little further. I could go all day, and the trees are reaching, pointing out the way. I got on my muddled up and journey to the edge of town. We'll be right back. something on your mind. Tick tock, can I take it for a while? Hey guy, have you got something on your mind? Tick tock, can I take it for a while? Hey guys, I got something on my mind. Tick tock, could you take it for?
Played halftime. That's bad. Cool.
Friday night, drink a cab surf at your stupid party. My car.